It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Big day in the world of pop culture. Mm-hmm. Time Magazine every year puts out their list of the 100 most influential people. So the list for 2021 came out today.
Okay.
And yeah, and it's an interesting list. Everybody's been talking about it. And the thing about it is that they've divided it into six different categories, which are icons, leaders, pioneers, titans, artists, and innovators.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way that they can actually have lots of different people in it that do lots of different things and still find a category for them. Because if you think about it, you know, some of the icons are also artists. Some of the artists are also pioneers. So there's a lot of crossover, but they had to be more specific. So the list is in no particular order. It's not like, it's just the 100 most influential people. It's not like a number one is, it doesn't work like that.
Okay. So there's not one person at the top that says,
no,
I'm it.
No, okay. No. These are just 100 people who they feel are really important in the world in general, because there's a lot of people that you probably don't know their names, you know, their accomplishments, or you know, their companies, or you know that something happened in Kenya and things went well for a bunch of people, but you don't know who was at the source of it. Mm-hmm. So more than anything, aside from all the celebrities on the list, it's a really good opportunity for the rest of us to learn about the people in the world who are really making a difference. The important people who are maybe famous in their fields or in their neck of the woods, but maybe you don't know their names, mm-hmm. kind of thing. And what they did that was really interesting. Instead of doing one cover, they put out seven covers. And I say that in a very sarcastic way because it's all online, but I'm sure there are actually physical copies of Time Magazine out there that people, I'm sure there's people out there that still buy magazines.
Yeah, where do you go to buy that?
I couldn't tell you. The airport, you know, because they have those kiosks at the airport.
And not many people are flying this week that can. Is there still the guy in New York that is in the little shack that sells newspapers and magazines?
Okay, so here's the funny thing about those guys in the little shack. They sell candy. They sell water and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few newspapers, but at least my guy right here. So I went over to get a bottle of water and I don't know, I guess I look like a stoner to him. He called me over and he goes, so I just want to show you, I'm selling gummies and mm-hmm. I have them in all different types and flavors and strengths. And let me just show, he's like, you don't have to buy anything right now. Just let you know, this is that I have them.
Here, I'll give you a taste and see if you like it and then come back.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, all right, so now I get it. That's how you keep this little shack in running order. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, I knew that you
it's
weren't
a
making
front.
Money.
The gum is a front for drugs.
For the gummies. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have a pack of gum and maybe two teddy bears, you know, whatever. So he must have some keywords. But what's so funny is I was literally buying a bottle of water and he looked at me and without even missing a beat, he's like, okay, so I got some gummies.
Mm-hmm. His keyword is gummies. That's
like, I looked around. I was like, wait, do I look like somebody who needs to eat some gummies right now? And I look like a stoner to you, but mm-hmm. so I thought that was kind of funny. So the answer is yes, they sell newspapers. I did not see a magazine anywhere. So okay. I don't even know where to get a magazine these days. I really don't. Like I said, the airport. That's mm-hmm. about it. So anyway, so this Time Magazine, 100 Most Influential People of 2021, the seven covers are Billie Eilish, Simone Biles, Kate Winslet, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, of course. And then it's interesting because those are the only like celebrities, like people that everybody in the world knows. Mm-hmm. Then there's a tech billionaire named Jensen Huang. Do you know him?
No.
Okay. The head of the World Trade Organization, Nkosi Okonjo-Iweala,
mm-hmm.
who is obviously really famous in her world, and a poet, again, super famous in the world of poetry, and she's written several books that I know are very influential. I've heard Ali Wong talk about this book that Kathy Park Hong wrote about you know, the experience of being an Asian woman in America right now. And everyone's like, it's your Bible. If you want to be an ally, this is the book.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy Park Hong is not only one of the most influential women of 2021, she also made one of the covers. So I think that's kind of interesting. So here are the things that are really interesting in it. Here's the weirder part. It's not just who they chose. It's who they chose to write the pieces about who they chose. Okay, so for example, the Billie Eilish piece, they didn't bring in some Time Magazine Pulitzer Prize winning writer to write up something about Billie Eilish. They had Megan Thee Stallion do it.
Yeah, because they fired everybody. They don't have that many reporters anymore. I mean, they went through a huge cutting like a year ago where they let almost everybody go.
Right, right. So they That's don't probably have nobody. Why. Yeah, right. Miley Cyrus wrote the thing about Dolly Parton because that's her godmother and they're super tight. Erin
mm-hmm.
Brockovich wrote a piece about a woman named Phyllis Omido who is called the Kenyan Erin Brockovich. So she did the same thing in Kenya that Erin Brockovich did here, where she was an activist and she, you know, basically changed policy. Serena Williams wrote the Simone Biles piece.
Mm-hmm.
David Beckham wrote the Tom Brady piece. With all due respect to David Beckham, he's an amazing footballer, as they call him. He's really handsome, great businessman. I don't know that he's such a great writer. So that was kind of like,
Time
okay.
Magazine is now a blog. It's just somebody's blog now. It's not a real publication anymore.
Yeah. Let's see. Seth Meyers wrote about Jason Sudeikis. Jamie mm-hmm. Lee Curtis wrote about Scarlett Johansson. Like, that's just a double wah. And then there are some political ones that got kind of weird and interesting, I thought. Like, for example, they had Julie Andrews wrote the one for Shonda Rhimes.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me. Kenneth Branagh wrote the Kate Winslet one. That's good. Kid Cudi wrote Lil Nas X. Of course, that makes perfect sense. Sandra Oh wrote the piece for Bowen Yang. Let me get to the political ones. Okay, so here's some of the weird ones. Bernie Sanders wrote the piece about Joe Biden.
Hmm.
I know. Nancy Pelosi wrote the piece about Kamala Harris.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can see that one.
Tucker that Carlson one made the list.
Okay. Who wrote his?
Somebody I never heard of.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody famous. Yeah, there's some definitely weird ones. Donald Trump made the list. Somebody I never heard of wrote his.
Mm.
Let's see any other ones. Hillary Clinton wrote one about a guy named Ron Klain. I don't know who he is, but I'm sure people are like, dude, Ron Klain, come on. I'm sure everyone knows who he is, and he's probably very important because he made the list of most influential.
Yeah, Hillary should have wrote Donald's. That would have been great. I would have bought that magazine.
Oh, man, you should have been the editor-in-chief of this.
I know. Then Donald is going to have to write one for Obama.
Right.
Or Biden. Make Trump write one for Biden. I think that's brilliant. I would have bought two magazines this year, and those two would have been it.
That's how they should have handled that one.
Yeah.
And lastly, there's two people featured here that I wanted to highlight and talk about. One is Britney Spears, which makes perfect sense why Britney Spears would be one of the 100 most influential people. It's the year of her conservatorship and her music and her Instagram. And this really was Britney Spears' year in a lot of ways. But I want to read you an excerpt from the piece that was written about her because it's really well thought out and really well written.
Mm.
And I was surprised, and I'll tell you afterwards why. Yes, we watch Britney break records and deliver to the world hit after hit. But behind the scenes, she survived more than a decade of trauma and abuse from her conservatorship. In 2021, the battle cries of hashtag Free Britney roared louder than ever from her global network of devoted fans and a concerned public. Our hearts broke when Britney spoke about her pain. Despite the darkness that surrounded her life, Britney embodies joy, shares the light of her beautiful heart, forever the superstar. So we stand by her and root for her as she turns pain into purpose. Her unwavering spirit stronger than ever. That's really beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Who wrote that?
Paris Hilton.
I was going to say Lady Gaga. Why would you get Paris Hilton to do that? Why would you not get Lady Gaga to write something for Britney or Pink?
The only reason I'm speechless about this is because I watched the Paris Hilton cooking show,
right.
And she can't string a sentence together, let alone she doesn't really know
water.
Yeah, she doesn't know what a spatula is. So this is so beautifully written that there's no way that she, I'm sorry, all due respect, I am a Paris Hilton fan. This is no diss to her. Writing is a skill that I don't think she possesses.
Right.
She definitely had a ghostwriter for this. She had to. It's just, it's prose. It's beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know why you would pick her.
Right. Okay. And lastly, so, you know, remember I said this year was going to be the year that I was going to learn more about sports ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to look through the list and see if there were any sports ball people on it. And of course there were. And I found somebody on there that I didn't know anything about. I did a little research and it pissed me off. So we have to talk about Shohei Ohtani. Okay. Do you know who he is?
No, no idea.
Oh, see, this is why the list exists. Mm-hmm. Because now you know who Jason Sudeikis is and Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
But maybe you don't know Shohei Ohtani, which is why this list exists. So we can discuss him.
Be an Olympic guy.
No, no. See, okay. He is the 27-year-old pitcher. He's MLB.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What sport is that?
Baseball.
MLB. Yeah. Major League Baseball, right?
Right.
Okay. He is the 27-year-old pitcher for the Los Angeles, their team,
mm-hmm.
whatever their baseball ball team is.
Right.
He's a phenomenon. He's a pitcher. He was Rookie of the Year. He's an all-star. He has all kinds of firsts. He broke all kinds of records. He is 27 years old, and he now holds records in the world of baseball that are like mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
This past August, just like a few weeks ago, he became the first player in Angels history to hit 40 home runs and have 20 stolen bases in the same season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He joins Alex Rodriguez and Ken Griffey Jr. as the third American League player to accomplish what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's only the third person in the American League to ever do that. Okay. He became the first American League player to reach both of these totals in a season since Curtis Granderson in 2011. Okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
That's what I'm saying. He's 27. He's young. So I read further and I see that he just signed a 2-year deal with this Angels team, the Los Angeles team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, they're probably paying him $20 million or more than that. You know, he's worth it. $8.5 million.
Hmm.
Now that might sound like, look, that sounds like a lot of money. I mean, anybody, if I said to you, I'm paying you $8.5 million, to play a game, you'd be like, I'll do that for anything. Like, yes, that's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money when you read that there is a dude on his team right now who is 2 years older than him. So the guy I'm talking about is 27.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude on his team who's 29. His name is Mike Trout. He's a center fielder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Ohtani is the pitcher. Like, that's a more important. I know enough about sports to know that, like, pitcher is, you're the guy. You're leading things. You're the most important person there. You know, this dude, 2 years older, center fielder, is making $37 million.
Yeah. He's got a better agent.
Why is my guy only making $8.5 million?
Your guy, you couldn't pick him out of a lineup of two. Your guy. No, he has a bad agent. That's what that is.
I could pick him out if the other person was a female.
That's the only way you could. If the other person was me. If it's me and him, you would go, right.
I'd be like, okay, it's not Anthony. It must be that guy.
Right. But that's not your guy.
But he is now because of this Time 100 most influential list. Like, now I'm like, I am Shohei Ohtani. I'm team Shohei Ohtani all the way.
Yeah. You're going to go buy a jersey now.
I might. So, if it's going to help him make more money, I just feel like he's young. You know, he's an Asian player, which is very uncommon, especially in Major League Baseball. You know, he's broken all these records. He's a phenomenon. He's the guy. Why is he making so little? So that's my only issue with all this that I learned agent. Today.
So you sent me the cover of Prince Harry and Meghan.
So all the covers are the ones I just discussed with you. Simone Biles, Kate Winslet, Billie Eilish. You've seen pictures of them before. the only cover that's getting attention today that people are memeing the heck out of is the cover with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
It is a weird cover. I mean, they're both gorgeous. That's not the problem. The problem is everything about the photo is bizarre. First of all, it looks like he's a stranger photoshopped onto Meghan Markle. Like, it looks like this gorgeous photo of Meghan Markle that was taken by a professional photographer, and then they photoshopped in, you know, like a fan. Like, you've seen these before where they, you know, you photoshop someone's head on somebody else's body. It doesn't look like he's standing there with her.
And it looks like a green screen, and it looks like a prom picture, and they didn't tell him. They needed somebody to say, no, turn just a little bit to the left or right. They didn't have that person. He just said, stand there, got it, take the picture, run.
Right. And what also is interesting about it, so there's a subtle political message here as well. Not political, but there's a subtle message here to all the haters. There's a couple of fuck yous here to the haters. The first one is that if you remember when she became princess, all the racists came out of the woodwork in the world, but certainly in Great Britain, where she was at the time before they stepped down. You know, the racism was off the charts. So she's wearing white, he's wearing black, and it's a positive message about race, is what I've read. That this is also supposed to be like a subtle. There's a subtle fuck you to the fact that they're both wearing solid colors, black and white, all together. She's in white, he's in black. You know what I mean? It's a little on the nose, but I understand what they were trying to do here. But the thing that bothers me the most about it is it looks like a bad rom-com. It looks like you ever see the poster for you ever see the poster for Step Brothers?
Right. Or, you know, like whatever movie that Sandra Bullock is in.
Right, exactly. Like on our Twitter today, on the Cooper and Anthony Twitter page, our social media person tweeted this photo alongside Wedding Planner with Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Lopez and wrote same energy. I'm like, yes, same energy. It feels like a rom-com. It does not feel like a prince and a princess, you know, like people that are
and she's in front and he's behind. That's the other thing I noticed.
Right. She's in charge. Please. You think he has anything to do with anything that goes on in their lives? And she's in charge of that relationship.
He's a royal, though.
Like that matters.
He's got royal blood. But yeah, that's a strange photo. I gotta take that away. That looks very strange.
But isn't she beautiful? Like, you look at that photo, you're like, my God.
Yeah. I mean, they're a great looking couple.
No, she's a great looking woman. He's just a kind of cute guy who got very lucky.
Yeah, I mean, she's gorgeous, so
she makes him look more handsome. But you ever see this really hideous guys who get these gorgeous women and suddenly you're like, wow, that guy's actually not too bad.
Well, she doesn't take a bad photo. I don't think I've ever seen a bad video, a bad photo. I don't think it's possible that she can take a bad photo. She's not looking at her phone after a selfie going, I don't like that.
Delete that.
Save.
Delete it. Take it again. No, I don't like my eyes in this one. Delete it. No, take it again.
Never happens.
No.
Hate people like that. Any angle, wherever, any lighting, doesn't matter.
Well, remember, she was an actress for years. She was on camera like crazy. There's a reason why she was on camera. I mean, she's a decent actress, but it was, I mean, talk about the camera loving her. That's the perfect example.